there's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Joining us for the last show of the year is John McCarthy. He's the state's attorney for Montgomery County. Mr. McCarthy, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We appreciate it.
Well, it's great to be with you, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you. Let's talk about the new year and what seems to be a trend, and that's the rise of MS-13 in Montgomery County. We had the Montgomery County Police Chief Tom Manger saying that there's no question that gang violence is on the rise. He said this in December. He told WTOP, he said, when you've got victims who have had their limbs cut off and just mutilated in a way that we're finding with these bodies, it really does act as an indication that the violence is ramping up. Is the violence worse and the rise of MS-13 worse than what the general public realizes?
I think the answer to that is yes. Look, I think Tom and I have talked about this publicly on many occasions. I think that there are many pockets of Montgomery County to which gang violence is invisible and there is no visible presence of gangs. But in those areas where gangs are active in Montgomery County, the level of violence, I think, is absolutely up. I don't think you have to go beyond two numbers to recognize how severely the numbers have actually increased. One is just our homicide numbers over the last 2 years, which I think we now are at 21, and that does not include individuals who have been taken from Montgomery County and slain in adjacent jurisdictions where the bodies were found there and the prosecutions are occurring in other jurisdictions. So, and it also, you know, is an uptick in violent robberies as well. So, again, and the percentage of individuals who are booked into our jail that self-identify as gang members runs around 26% on an average day. So we have a significant gang presence and a significant rise in gang violence in Montgomery County in general, but most specifically as relates to MS-13.
Well, speaking of that, John, Tom Manger was police chief in Fairfax County when they first started having the MS-13 problem, so I'd like to believe he's bringing some expertise up. And one of the things I remember back during the early days of this is that MS-13 actually chopped off the limbs of people in public to make a point. So this is something that clearly, you know, I live in Fairfax County. We still face it, but they've been making progress. Do you see Tom? I'd like to believe Tom's going to bring some good stuff to the table. And are you guys learning some lessons from
the
surrounding counties?
One of the advantages we have here in Montgomery County is Tom's background
yeah.
in Fairfax. And so, and obviously, you know, this is a coordinated thing that starts with Tom and Rob Green and the sheriff from Montgomery County, Darren Popkin, and I think probably a day doesn't go by that there's not some level of communication between our various departments about what we want to do to strategize about what's happening. And I will tell you, we the police and my office specifically are doing some different things with some new additional funding that we've gotten from the county council to bolster our investigative efforts into gang violence in Montgomery County. I will tell you, we only got funding for that unit in my office about 6 weeks ago, and I can tell you, as of yesterday, we have closed or indicted 29 new gang
wow.
cases for crimes of violence in the last 6 or 7 weeks. There is no shortages of cases where we need to bring some resources, and these are very, very serious cases. I think you alluded to the violence
right.
that attends some of these cases, which includes dismemberments and beheadings. I mean, it's a level of violence that I think is shocking to any reasonable person. And the thing that is disturbing to me is not only the level of violence, the age of the perpetrators is becoming younger and younger. It is not unusual to have 16, 17-year-old kids involved in these crimes, and it is not unusual to have groups of kids, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids involved and individual homicides with a lot, you know. So, I mean, look, this, there are reasons for us to be alarmed, and a lot of it has occurred really in about the last 2 years. I mean, from 2000 to 2015, Montgomery County had less than one gang homicide a year. That has not been our experience over the last 2 years, and there's been this explosion of gang violence, I think, that ties into MS-13 as an international gang attempting to recruit and reestablish a toehold in its membership in Montgomery County in particular, but in the Washington area generally, and they're using levels of violence to recruit new members, and that is also precipitating violence in other rival gangs who are trying to hold their members. Now, the vast majority of our indictments of the 29 I mentioned are against MS-13.
So let me ask you.
Those are local indictments. We also have additional cases that we are working with federal authorities in multiple jurisdictions, and the U.S. Attorney's offices in Maryland have been particularly wonderful partners with us in terms of collective prosecution of gang members, and they have for a very, very long time, going back into, you know, back 2007 and 8 when we had a massive MS-13 prosecution where 42 members of MS-13 were prosecuted in a single federal indictment. We're looking to do that again because we think that those kinds of massive indictments against the leadership, and that's who we want to target, can effectively cut the head off of these gangs and begin to stabilize the community again. It did work before, and we're looking to mirror what we did about 10 years ago, combating particularly MS-13.
Yeah, all right, so we know who they are, we know how old they are, we know where they are, and we know that there's an increase in the violence. Why? That's the question everybody listening to this right now is like, well, okay, why? What is causing this? Why is this happening?
You know, I don't know that I can effectively answer that question. You know, there is a certain percentage of individuals who have become involved in gang violence in our county that were gang members before they got here. We know that from intelligence information received from our federal partners that a certain percentage of individuals who have immigrated have come with affiliations before, and so they, you know, to some extent have been indoctrinated into that level of violence before they ever got here. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, again, and unfortunately, in terms of gang recruitment, some of the most vulnerable individuals in our community who came here for sanctuary, maybe even came to the United States to avoid being recruited in gangs in their own home countries, are now being actively recruited right here in Montgomery County. And they actually came here for sanctuary to avoid recruitment, maybe in their own countries before they got here.
So we're basically importing the problem.
Well, it's a certain percentage of it. I think the answer is yes. I think a certain percentage of it is yes. It's I think to a certain extent, some of the issues that we are dealing with
are coming from external sources.
Not people that we've had not individuals that we've had an opportunity to work with their families and do intervention with for years, because in many instances that, you know, unfortunately it has not been uncommon for us when we go back and track through some of these acts of violence to look at some of these situations and realize somebody's, you know, involved in a homicide, but they've been here 7 or 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
They're not someone who was born and raised in Montgomery County. They're people that they're individuals who are here, and when they have settled in Montgomery County and they don't really have much of a tie to Montgomery County, they're very, very relatively briefly here. And that's one of the challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. John McCarthy, thank you so much for joining us. Happy New Year and good luck. We hope you keep up the good fight, because as we've said, this is only going to get worse right in the new year. That's John McCarthy, state's attorney for Montgomery County.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.